From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The effort to put a dome over the leaking Gulf oil well didn't work. What next? The oil company behind efforts to stop the leak is looking at a number of options, including using a long tube to shoot mud and concrete directly into the well to try and plug it. Meanwhile, wind patterns are keeping the oil slick on the surface from doing much damage. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Thad Allen on Face the Nation on CBS.
We've been lucky in that the wind has shifted around. It's kind of kept it in the area to the southeast of the Mississippi River mouth off Louisiana. The latest winds are out of the east right now, and it's slowly drifting a little west across the mouth of the Mississippi River. But depending on which way the wind blows, it could threaten Mississippi and Alabama and Florida as well.
Floating balls of tar that might be from the spill are washing ashore on Dauphin Island, Alabama. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says investigators have found evidence that the Pakistani Taliban was behind last weekend's failed car bombing in New York. On ABC's This Week broadcast, Holder said Pakistan's government...
They have been, I think, extremely aggressive. They've been cooperative with us, and I think we have been satisfied with the work that they have done. We want to make sure that that kind of cooperation continues. To the extent that it does not, we will, as Secretary Clinton indicated, take the appropriate steps.
Secretary of State Clinton warned of severe consequences should Pakistan be linked to an attack. A single-engine airplane has crashed northeast of the airport in Livermore, California. Authorities say the two people aboard the single-engine craft were killed. In Washington, the International Monetary Fund approved a $30 billion euro loan package for debt-stricken Greece. It's part of the European Union, Union's $110 billion bailout. Tiger Woods withdrew from the Players' Championship golf tournament in Florida. He suspects a bulging disc in his upper back is causing him trouble. ESPN golf writer Bob Herrig.
It's certainly a common injury among golfers, and I wouldn't be surprised if perhaps, you know, maybe he's overdone it.
Trying to get back on the course after allegations about his personal life. You're listening to ABC News.
The Home Depot has low prices on hanging baskets and container plants. There's a fresh idea for Mother's Day. Fresh blooming flowers that will last all season long, so you can fill Mom's heart with joy and her garden with color, all without emptying your pockets. Thanks to those vibrant hanging baskets and container plants that you picked up for such a great low price at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
If you're unsure when to lock in your rate on a new CD, check out the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. Its interest rate is among the most competitive in the country. And if rates go up any time during the term of the CD, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. Give us a try and let us show you how banking should be. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
A history-making parade in Moscow's Red Square to mark the 65th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day.
Among the thousands of troops marching across the cobblestone, soldiers from the U.S., Britain, and France. That's a first for the Victory Day parade. Many are interpreting the Allied inclusion this year as a sign of warming relations between Washington and Moscow. The Russian president paid special tribute to the coalition that defeated Nazi Germany. And he said only by standing together can the threat of war be prevented. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Well, today is Mother's Day. It's also the 50th anniversary of oral contraceptives, the pill it came to be called. Medical historian Andrea Tone of Montreal's McGill University says introduction of the pill was a pivotal moment for women.
The way the pill's actually revolutionary is that it's the first time women in history have a way to prevent pregnancy that's almost 100% reliable, effective. It's something they can control unilaterally.
Putting themselves more in charge of their reproductive matters. Wildlife biologists in Florida are worried about a new reptile found in the Ocala National Forest. A 4-foot lizard called a tegu has turned up, probably abandoned by an overwhelmed pet owner. It's feared this thing could tip the ecological balance. If more tegus are found, eradication efforts may have to start in the Ocala National Forest. This is ABC News.
When you want fast pain relief, are you sure you're taking the right pain reliever? Which do you think relieves tough pain faster? Advil Liquid Gels or Tylenol Rapid Release Gels? The fact is, Advil Liquid Gels are faster on tough pain. And which is stronger? You guessed it, Advil Liquid Gels. So next time you want a pain reliever that works fast, remember the facts. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Use as directed. Brands are trademarks of their respective owners.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from the Sugar Pine Railroad up in the mountains, the Sierra National Forest, and it is spectacular. We are near Yosemite, of course, which is only a few miles away. The weather right now is kind of cloudy, and yesterday was really sunny and bright and warm. Today is a little bit cloudy, a little bit chilly. I think the high, well, when I got here, was 47 degrees, so I'm not sure what the temperature is now, but it's brisk, nice and brisk. So if you're roasting in the desert, you can think of how nice and cool it is up here, okay? Today is Mother's Day, which I am calling Ladies' Day because I think everyone should celebrate. But happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Enjoy the day. And I had some trivia questions for Mother's Day, which I found it was great stuff. And I'm going to do one of the trivia questions. We'll do a little bit later on, and it's about Mother's Day, and I really liked it because I think it'd be the answer you would expect the least. So we will do that a little bit later. So Tom is back in the station, putting up with all my glitches this morning, but hopefully everything's running on track now. Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate all that you do back there. I know sometimes it's stressful. You think it's stressful for you. Got to be on my end. Now, if you missed the first hour, we had Jared Lyman from the Yosemite Sierra Visitors Bureau and Jennifer Blade from the Pines Resort, where I am staying, right on Bass Lake, who joined us. And we had heard a lot about what's going on in Madera County, which, as we said earlier, Madera County is the gateway to Yosemite, and people don't realize that. They don't realize all that's going on in Madera County. So we might just step back towards the end of the show and go over that again, because there is so much more to do up here than just visit Yosemite. Now, like I said, I am staying at the Pines Resort right on Bass Lake. It is a beautiful resort that almost looks like a ski resort, which it really isn't, but it almost looks like it. I guess it could be if it's snowing. It could be anything. But it's right on the lake. I had a big comfy suite with a fireplace, and I had a little step-down living room, balcony. It's just very, very comfy, a view of the lake and the mountains. And yesterday there was a lot of activities at the Pines Resort. Today probably a little bit quieter. Tonight I imagine even a little more quiet. So, but it is spectacular. Now this hour our guests include Max Stouffer, owner of the Sugar Pine Railroad, and Allison Robinson, who is with the Madera Wine Trail, the Madera Vintners Association. There we go, Allison. There was a few changes with guests too at the last minute, so you never know. This is live radio. We can never expect anything to be as it's supposed to be. I'm starting to learn that now. So Allison Robinson, she is here with us. She's kind of hanging out. Everybody's hanging out, waiting for the train to come back. The train is out on the tracks right now. But she'll be telling us all there is to do wine-wise in Madera County. And a lot of people do not realize that they have a huge Vintners Association up here. They have their wine trail. They have all sorts of things. So we'll be talking about that as well. Now, this hour, you will have two breaks. And during the two breaks, that will be your chance to register for a getaway for one or two people to the Pines Resort on Bass Lake, plus ride for two on the Sugar Pine Railroad. Now, this is really, and your chance to experience Yosemite because it's only just 13, 14 miles away. So you have a chance to register this hour in both hours, during both breaks to register for these trips. And let me tell you, you need to register because you are going to love it up here. You're going to have a ball. Now, of course, Yosemite has so much. Its beauty up here is unmatched. It really is spectacular up here. And again, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Yosemite later on in the show because I didn't cover it quite enough as much as I wanted to, but we will do that. And you're going to, like I say, if you don't want to come up here, then I don't know. I don't know what I can do to convince you. Now, we did have prizes for this show, but I'm just going to throw all that out the window right now. Maybe I can figure it out later, and we'll get some prizes back into the show. But we're not going to worry about that because you guys get so many prizes. Anyway, you're spoiled the way I look at it. Now, if you want access to free, yes, free all the time, visit my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and join Club Francoise. Okay, and you go to my website and just click on the Club Francoise, look and see what's there. It is an overflow of all the things given to me to give away on the air that I just can't give away. So, again, check it out at travelingwithfrancoise.com. And you can also listen to us live streaming on NewsTalk 920, but you do have to download, I think it's Microsoft Silverlight, so you have to make sure that you have that in front of you as well. So, okay, that's just a little bit of what is going on. And, again, we are going to do trivia, but I think we're going to do trivia a little bit later on in the show. I know we just got back from a break, but I want to tell you a little bit about the Yosemite Mountain Sugar Pine Railroad. This is from the era. This is a steam-powered railroad, and it's a railroad logging. Oh, I can hear the whistle in the background. I guess the train's coming back. Now, from 1899 to 1931, the Madera Sugar Pine Lumber Company operated miles of narrow-gauge railroad track. And during that time, nearly 1.5 billion board feet of lumber were harvested from the forest. Now, yesterday I got to go up into the, where the conductors into the engine of the train, and it was just, I got to see where actually the fire is, and that was incredible. I've never seen anything like it inside the train, what they have to burn down there to get the steam built, and I found out how long it takes to get the steam going and all this. Really, really interesting stuff, and even if you're not a big train fan, you have to appreciate what everybody went through in the bygone eras to get, to get these trains in and out of these mountains and to go places. I mean, what they went through, just wow. I tell you, I'm really in awe of trains themselves, but I'm in awe when I see something like this. In fact, I can hear it in the background, the whistle, and no, that's the bell. I'm not sure. Now, with me right now is Max Max Stoffer. You are the owner of the Sugar Pine Railroad. Get right in here.
Thanks, Francois.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be with you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Glitches and all, I really, really appreciate being here. Now, the train, is that a whistle on the train, or what is that?
That's a whistle, a steam whistle,
it,
yes.
It is a steam whistle. Now, before we go to the break, then we're going to come back, we're going to talk some more. How in the world does a family come to own a steam engine? And I think you have more than one.
We have two steam locomotives.
Two steam locomotives. How did this come about? What you just don't run into families every day that own historic steam engines.
My family came to this area in the 50s, and my father was always a history buff, and he learned about the logging that was here during the late part of the 19th century and early part of the 20th century, and he became more interested in that history, and then found out that some equipment was available that was similar to what ran here originally. And on top of that, our property was right on the old railroad track that was part of the historic Madera Sugar Pine Lumber Company. So that's kind of how it got started. He had the vision to bring the equipment in here and start restoring part of the track and bringing the same kind of equipment and restoring that so he could make it available to the public so that they could appreciate the history of the area.
And what did Mom say about all this? I have to think, what's the wife in the background say? Now, honey, what, you want a train? You want to run trains?
A little bit of a problem selling her on it. He had the vision, and he was really felt strong about it, and so the family got behind him, and because we were originally lodging people here. We opened an inn next door to the railroad that's called the Narrow Gauge Inn now. So that's how we got started in this area.
I see. I was thinking when I found out that your family owned this, I thought, okay, this is fascinating.
Crazy,
because you really think that a big company of some type is going to own a tourist attraction like this, which it is a tourist attraction, which I said before, if you close your eyes or even open your eyes and just go back in time and take in the whole experience, I mean, it's truly amazing. It's something. And the kids, oh, my gosh, the kids' eyes are just huge.
The kids love the whistle. Oh. They love the steam coming out everywhere. It's really a fantastic experience.
Well, I guess I must be a big kid then.
I think everybody is a kid at heart, particularly the senior folks. It brings back the old days, the nostalgia about steam locomotives, because there's a whole different feeling about steam-powered railroading.
There is steam powered, and yesterday I was talking to the conductor, so I'm getting my train lingo right now. I was talking to the conductor, and he was telling me about the steam and all, and what
probably
it takes to get in. The engineer. Oh, who's the conductor?
Conductor's on the end of the train.
Oh, is he?
Punching the tickets.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I met him also, because he was punching the tickets.
Yes.
So we have the engineer, we have the conductor. Okay,
the
we don't have...
The fireman is up in the cab.
The fireman, okay. And we have the horn and the whistle. There is no horn, it's a whistle.
No horn, it's a whistle.
Whistle. And then the bell. What is the bell for?
The bell is for warning.
Oh, okay. I just thought...
And when they're going across a crossing,
I thought that's when they blow the whistle.
Well, that's first, then the bell.
Oh, my gosh, Max. Now I'm getting confused. Okay, we are right here at the Sugar Pine Railroad. We are just close to the mouth of Yosemite, but we are in the Sierra National Forest. We're with Max Stelfer. He is the owner, yes, the owner of the Sugar Pine Railroad. It is a steam engine. Phenomenal. So much fun. We're going to take our first break just to kind of get it out of the way so Max and I can have a nice conversation. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, coming to you live from the Sugar Mountain, from the Yosemite Mountain Sugar Pine Railroad. We will be back in just a few minutes, so hang in there.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot in nightlife. I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot in nightlife. I know what's hot.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565, or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
Warehouse hot dogs can be good for a snack, but if you want a real hot dog made with quality Hebrew National Franks, fresh buns made daily, and available toppings you've never dreamed of, then there's only one place to go, Dogo's Sonora Style Hot Dogs. Located in the Village at University Park on Cook Street in Palm Desert, Dogo's is the perfect place for parties or to catch a game on one of Dogo's flat-screen TVs. Striving daily to be known for the best-tasting dogs in town, take the kids or go alone. At Dogo's, it's all about hot dogs, Sonora style. Call Dogo's today at 760-773-0364. That's 760-773-0364.
You've seen Walter Clark on television. Perhaps it's time you see him in person. Walter Clark Legal Group is one of the Valley's premier California injury legal firms, with Walter Clark at the helm. Located in Palm Desert on El Paseo. Call today for a free consultation. And as Walter Clark firmly states, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Walter Clark Legal Group can be reached at 760-568-5661. That's 760-568-5661. Or visit them on the web at walterclark.com.
Imagine a 4-mile exciting railroad excursion. Yep, that's what I did yesterday on the Sugar Pine Railroad, and it was a ton of fun. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. We are coming to you live from up near Yosemite. Yes, in the Sierra National Forest. It is gorgeous up here. It is little cool today, a little cloudy. And the first hour we were talking about Madera County. We were talking about the Pines Resort at Bass Lake. Right now with me, my guest is Max Stauffer, and he is the owner of the Sugar Pine Railroad. And once again, welcome, Max.
Thank you.
Now, who's my furry friend that's been sitting at my feet all morning
Spotter.
Long?
He's our resident border collie.
Ah, and Spotter, he's even in the brochure.
He used to ride in the engine all the time.
How come he doesn't ride anymore?
I think the whistle bothers him now.
Okay. All right. Now, we were talking about how your family owns the train here, the Sugar Pine Railroad. Now, everybody, I know they are saying, are they authentic steam engines?
Authentic steam engines. The one that's running today, the 15, was built in 1913, almost 100 years ago. It weighs 59 tons. It's called a Shea locomotive. Our other engine is number 10. It weighs 84.5 tons, and it's also a Shea locomotive, both original steam locomotives that were used in the logging era about 100 miles from here in Tuolumne County.
Now, the Shea, is that just a brand name, like a Ford car, or is that...
They were developed in Michigan by a gentleman by the name of Shea, and they were designed for logging. They have three vertical cylinders that drive a shaft along the side of the engine. And through the shaft, there's a gear that, from the shaft, it goes to a gear on the wheel. So all the wheels are driven, and they're made for steep grades and sharp curves that are found in the mountains.
Now, what, folks, is so fascinating about these, we want to imagine that there is some sort of high, you know, technology, some sort of new fandangled something with these trains. There is not. I mean, I saw inside where the flame is, the fire is burning, and the steam's coming. I took some pictures of there's the steam. That's authentic steam coming out of the engine.
It's the real thing, yeah. It's the real deal. They burn oil to make the steam. And everything in the cab, other than the two-way radio, is the way it was in 1913.
And that cab is small. Now, this train wasn't used for luxury, though.
No, this, no luxury. This is a workhorse.
A workhorse train. And we saw yesterday going up the hill. Now, there were four passenger cars behind it, I think, yesterday, four or five, and it was full. I mean, everybody was out enjoying the train yesterday. But I was talking to your engineer, and he was explaining to me how long it actually takes for you to get the trains ready to run, to do the four-mile excursion.
From a cold start, it takes about 4 hours to fire up the boiler, and then we do the maintenance, the oiling up. So it's about a four-hour procedure when the engine's cold. Now, when we're running every day like we are now, it's about two and a half hours to prep the engine, because we do our daily safety checks and fire it up, get enough steam pressure to operate the locomotive. So.
Wow, it's amazing. And then how many gallons of water do you have to put in the train to go? It's a 4 miles round trip, right?
Right.
So two up, and we stop for a little break,
uh-huh.
And then two back. So how?
It's about 400 gallons of water for one trip and about 40 to 50 gallons of fuel.
Amazing.
So not real efficient.
No. But it is a workhorse. And again, so when we stop in the center, you also have to fill up.
We top off with water.
Oh, you top off with water.
That's where our picnic area is, where people can get off and take a look at the engine and stay over for another trip if they like.
Well, it's now, of course, when we get to the stop, we were able to walk around for about 10 minutes or so, but I don't know, personally, I was just more fascinated in the train myself and wandering around. I got to go up into the engineers.
Into the cab, yes,
cool. And look in there, and very small folks and very oily. I mean, you could tell the guys... Really, that is what you expect. I didn't expect glamour. What I found interesting on the ride, first of all, I think there's a maximum limit, 15 miles per hour the train can go?
That's high speed for that locomotive.
And that's the high speed.
Yeah.
But I could feel the boards, actually, of the cars moving with the tracks, which I found...
It's a narrow gauge track, and it's twisty like a mountain railroad would be. Yeah.
And narrow gauge meaning what?
It's the size... The length between the two rails is 36 inches, where standard gauge is much larger than that.
Okay, because some people there, I didn't know what that meant. I just tried to act like I did, but I really didn't. Yeah, so I don't want to look like I know nothing. Okay, now your season is not all year. What is your season up here for the train ride?
Basically March through October.
March through October.
Depending on the weather.
Okay, and does it snow here?
It snows a lot here,
Oh, it does. Okay, and what do you...
We're just about 5,000 feet. So in January, we had a snow of about almost 5 feet deep, and we've had snow the whole month of April, so it's It's definitely a snow area.
Now, you are open every day during the season.
Every day, yes.
Every day. That's a lot of train work.
Yes, yeah.
That's a lot of train work.
And as the season progresses, we add more runs. So in June, July, and August, we're making 3 runs a day. And then our Moonlight Special midweek, and then 4 runs on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, with our evening train on Saturday night.
So what is the Moonlight Special? Now, I was reading you have something that also includes a barbecue, music, all sorts.
That's the Moonlight Special. It starts out with a barbecue, steak dinner, and music by a local group called Sugar Pine. That's from the North Fork area. They've been with us for almost 30 years doing the entertainment. They entertain during dinner, then the steam train departs about an hour later and stops over where it did to take water when you were on the route, mm-hmm. and we have campfire and music down there. It's just a real nice family event, sing-along music, and it's great. It's about a three-hour evening.
I don't know. I think that would be phenomenal. Because during the day, the train is very cool, but at night, with the sounds and the campfire at the end and the barbecue, and I tell you, it has to be phenomenal. I don't know. I have to come back for that, too. I don't know, Jared. I'm going to have to come back 2 or 3 times up here to Yosemite.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to, for more information, your website real quick.
It's YosemiteSteamTrains.com.
So people can check it out on the website.
Google Sugar Pine Railroad, and it'll come right up. And our phone number is listed, 559-683-7273.
Which all this will be posted on my website as well. As soon as I get home, I post the shows, and your website information,
great.
Telephone will be on there as well. Now, what is and Facebook. You guys are on Facebook as well?
Yes, we are.
Wait a minute. We're talking theme antique trains here. What are you doing on Facebook?
I'm trying to live up to this.
Don't blow the mist for me here, Max. Don't blow it for me. All right. So you guys are on everything. Now, what is a Jenny car? I see on your schedule here that you also have Jenny cars. Now, what
small
is that?
Small cars that are powered by, believe it or not, a Model A gas engine. They're similar to trolleys. And they make the route when the steam train isn't running. And some folks will come back and ride the Jennies just because they're a blast. And they go a little faster than the steam train, and they take about a half hour.
Oh, so they have their own individual.
Right. The conductor gives the narration as well, and he operates it. And they run in the morning and the afternoon.
Oh, how cool. Those are really cool. Now, during your peak season, during the summer months, how often do the trains go out so people...
They'll go 3 trips during the week, mm-hmm. and then 4 trips on the weekends.
A day.
A day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you also have a very cool little gift store and a bookstore.
Gift store, a bookstore. We have a museum, and then fairly soon we're going to open up our gold panning for kids. It's a blast.
I wanted to do that. I was looking all yesterday. I was looking all over for that, and I didn't.
Right
so you
now,
weren't
the water's
quite ready.
Really cold.
Okay. All
and
right.
A week ago, you would have had to chip the ice off of the water.
Now, in your museum, you have a wash machine in there that is...
The Wonder Washer.
Ladies, I'm telling you, you don't want to go there. That was original.
Did you try to pick up the iron? It weighs about 40 pounds.
Oh.
You put on the wood stove to heat up.
No, I didn't. But you had a plunger that people used to use to wash clothes with.
Right,
you had some, where did you get all this stuff?
Just the collection we've gotten over the years. So a lot of cool stuff that shows, gives people an idea what the life was like in that part of history.
Yeah, being a logger was not glamorous.
No, it wasn't glamorous at all.
Yeah, no. Now, how about the maintenance and upkeep of these trains? Is it getting harder and harder as time progresses just because of finding parts, I would think?
It's a real challenge at times. Right now, we're still working on the number 10. We've got our own machinist that rebuilds the parts for it, and really, parts are, you just can't find them, so it's basically make your own.
And on the tracks, now, folks, now remember, you are really riding on this train. The train takes you on a 4-mile excursion, so don't think you're just going to go up a little bit and stop and that's it. Now, this is an actual ride with the noise from the train. You can really hear the difference when you're going up a hill. You can hear the difference going down a hill. The whistle, the steam coming out, the steam's incredible. How about the maintenance of tracks? For me, I find things like this fascinating. The upkeep must be never-ending. You're surrounded by beautiful trees and mountains and gorgeous.
It's a 4-mile round trip. It's 2 miles of track, so that's 10,000 feet. So there's a tie every 2 feet, so that's over 5,000 ties that you have to maintain, the cross ties that hold the rails. And this year with the El Nino, we've had hundreds of trees down along the track, so you probably saw some of those. It took us a week just to get the track opened up so that we could run trains. So it's a challenge as well, but
someone has to do it.
We do it.
Someone has to do it. And how many conductors do you have?
We have three conductors, and we have three people qualified on the locomotive. So it's
what a life.
Keep everybody busy.
I have to tell you, what a life. And they're wearing their little dungarees and their I mean, really, this is really, really special. Very
thank
special.
You.
And
thank
again,
you.
Thank you for having me up here. Now, folks, again, this will be posted on my website, Traveling with Francoise. It is the Sugar Pine Railroad, and it is an original logging track used by the loggers. The train, everything up here is authentic. You have to bring your camera. You have to bring a sweater because you never know. It kind of changes as you go in. I know it's
right.
Warm back in the mountains and a little cool here.
Cool,
and the weather changes as you go in, but it really is an experience when you're coming up here to visit Yosemite, and also when you're going to stay, even if you're not visiting Yosemite, you still need to come up and ride the Yosemite Mountain Sugar Pine Railroad. Now, I have one more question. I saw a sign coming up that said Sugar Pine, 1 mile.
That's where the mill was originally. It's a small community now, mainly small little cabins that were there during that period of time.
And I see. Okay. Well, Max Stouffer, thank you so much. I know you have to get back out there and put the water in the train or do something. I know they're out there waiting for you. It's really my pleasure. I enjoyed it yesterday so much. It was a blast. And I encourage everybody to get up here, ride the train. I promise you will not. It's very, very reasonably priced. You will not be disappointed. And I think personally, you want to do the Moonlight Special. The day is fun.
It's
do the
great.
Daytime, but you
it's
have
great.
To come back and do the Moonlight Special. Who does the cooking?
I do some of it.
Okay. All right.
I'm on the barbecue.
You're on the barbecue.
Yeah.
And it's one big barbecue, let me tell you. And I saw some juicy steaks on there. That's what it was looking like. It looked good to me. Okay. Thanks again, Max. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, what we're going to do is I can't believe we are down now to only half hour left of the show. It just flies by so fast, glitches or not, the show just flies by, and it's been, I'm just having a blast up here in Yosemite. Like I say, a couple days is not enough time to experience everything that's going on up here. When we come back, we are going to have Allison Robinson. Okay, I was close. She's going to talk to us about the Madera Wine Trail. And who would have thunk it, huh? Who would have thought that up here in Madera County, you just don't think, I mean, when we think of wine, you don't think of Madera County. Well, you're going to have to start thinking of Madera County now because they are just making a name for themselves with the Vintners Association with wine drinkers all over the world. So on that note, now remember, you have this hour, to sign up for the trip up here to the Pines Resort at Lake Bass, also the train trip, 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255. Or toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. Again, if you miss all those numbers, you can go to my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and pick up the numbers. And next Sunday's show, just because we had a few, like I said, a little bit of problems, I'll probably go ahead and open up the lines for about 10 minutes for everything, for the wig, for the trip, for everything, just so everyone has a chance that might have, I do make mistakes once in a while. We might have a little glitch in the beginning. All right, we're going to do a travel trivia, then we're going to take our last break of the show. When we come back, Allison's going to be here. We're going to talk about, again, the Vintners Association, the wine trail. Then Jared's going to join us one more time to wrap it up with Yosemite. Now, here is the Mother's Day trivia question, the one that was my favorite of all the ones I found. And Tom's going to take the first correct answer, again, at 760-320-8255. Or toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. Here's the question. If you have won in the last 30 days, you can't win again. What is the one gift moms love on Mother's Day? Is it jewelry, greeting card, or time alone? What is the one gift moms love on Mother's Day? Jewelry, greeting card, or time alone? Okay, the lines are now open. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Yosemite Mountain Sugar Pine Railroad. The train's sitting outside right now. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know.
There are millions of people withdrawn from life because they can't afford a hearing device. The public charity nonprofit organization Helping People Hear Again wants to change that with your help. By donating used, abused, or new hearing aids, we can all make a difference in someone's life. Help us find new ears and let them hear. For mailing information, the location of the nearest drop box, or to see if you qualify for a hearing device, please call 760-776-1738 or visit our website at helpingpeoplehearagain.com.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Scooby-doo-a-boo-bam!
Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry, and there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from up here near Yosemite in the Sierra National Park. I'm at the Sugar Pine Railroad. It has been a blast. I can't believe we're down to half an hour. Now, the winner of that question, the trivia question, was Jim. Congratulations, Jim. And he won a $10 Burgers and Beer gift certificate, and the answer was time alone. What Mother appreciates most is time alone on Mother's Day. So remember that today when Mom says, no, go ahead, you can go do that. She really means, go ahead, you could go do that. So, okay, keep that in mind. All right, now, just a little Yosemite facts. is a $20 fee for autos to get into the park, or $10 fee per individual. Now, how they break that down, I'm not quite sure, but they have the buses that go up there every day, and so, but there is a fee to get into Yosemite National Park, and it is 35 miles down to the valley. So you know that it doesn't just, it's not right there. You, to experience Yosemite, you need to go down into the valley. Now, they have all these signs up about bears. I did not see one bear. I did see a lot of deers, though, a lot of beautiful deers running around. So, and it is, again, Yosemite National Park, the experience of a lifetime, along with just traveling. Now, when you're up here, we were talking to Jarrett earlier about Madera County. With me right now is Allison. How are you?
I am doing well.
You are from the Madera Vintners Association.
Yes.
And that sounds very impressive. Well, that's telling me that there are wineries to be visited and experienced,
yes,
in Madera County.
Actually, Madera County has a strong history of winemaking going back from the mid-1800s. Our climate being that we have the San Joaquin River to the south and the Sierra Nevada Mountains to the north, we have a climate that can easily be compared to the Rhone Valley or Tuscany, central Italy area. So we are very well situated to grow grapes that can be aged well for winemaking and then to age the wines. And so some of our wineries go back for over 50 years. One of our particular wineries of Ficklin Vineyards has ports that he still has some original ports from the first bottle that,
wow,
his father made in 48 when the winery opened. And so there's just a lot of history there, and then we have a wide variety, though. A lot of our winemakers grow their own grapes. Others buy grapes exclusively from within Madera County. And so it's just, it's a really great experience. People don't realize it's here, but Madera County is one of an American viticulture area, so we all have actually been, you know, the American Viticulture Association, I guess, the big guys,
which is,
yeah,
interesting, because a lot of people,
important.
Yeah, and congratulations, because it takes a lot to be said you're important in the,
yes,
wine industry.
Yes.
I mean, they're really picky, those people. And like I said, Madera County, people just don't think of Madera County,
no,
as being, we're not going to call it the wine capital, but you are certainly growing in stature across,
yes,
the United States,
yes,
for your wines. Now, you have, what wineries would we know? People that drink a lot of wines, name a few of the names that they would know offhand that are up here.
Some of the more popular ones, Ficklin with their port, Quadi Winery down in the Valley of Madera, they are known for their sweet wine, for their sweet dessert wines, and they are very, very good, very sweet. You definitely want to drink them last. But they also have been working on a vermouth,
mm-hmm,
which I love, I must say. A lot of people, you know, think may not know that vermouth is a wine when it is. It's usually served as a cocktail and aperitif, so it's a good warm-up before you actually go into your reds and other wines. And so Quadi actually was recently named the best winery in the country for 2010. And then some of our other wineries, we have Mariposa Wine Collection up in the north side of the city of Madera. And then we have some other smaller wineries with Chateau Lafoyette has a wonderful Rouge Duval, which is the red wine of the valley. It's a great blend that they do. San Joaquin Wine Company, they are also fairly new, but their foundation is in growing the grapes themselves. And so they have a wonderful Zin. Birdstone Winery out in the Madera Ranchos, like Jared had mentioned earlier, they have a wide variety of wines that are very good as well. And then Idle Hour Winery, just down the road from us in Oakhurst,
mm-hmm,
is also a newer winery, and I must say they have a Cabernet Franc that is to die for. So I would recommend it.
Well, it sounds like there's something here for everyone.
Oh, yes.
And
definitely.
Now you have all the wine tasting, the wineries that people can go in and,
mm-hmm,
taste.
Yes.
That's offered.
Yes.
And I noticed driving in, you have great signs all over the place.
Thank you.
Talking about the Sierra, the Spring Wine Trail Adventure.
Yes.
And that's coming up soon. That's going to be this month, May 15th and 16th.
Yes.
So what is the Spring Wine Trail Adventure?
Well, it's next weekend, and what you do is you go can start at any of the wineries. They are all open from 10 to 5, except for West Fork Wine Farm. You need to make a reservation, but it is definitely worth making the reservation. And what you do is go start at any one. It's $25, and you get a wine glass, a passport wine glass that you take with you to all of the wineries, and you get free wine tasting. So it's a great opportunity to just drive around the countryside and experience our family winemakers, but also just see it's a great season up here right now for wildflowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you get to see all the vines, the grapevines that we grow. They go on forever, and it's just gorgeous scenery, not just Yosemite, but even in the valley itself. And it's just relax, have fun. We have a special program for designated drivers so that you do have a safe trip.
That's good.
We also have shuttles through some of our tourism partners, and all that information is on our website as well at MadeiraWineTrail.com.
So really, Madera County now, they're serious.
They are serious
about their wines.
Definitely.
And about getting people out here to experience them.
Yes.
You're making it so easy with all the signs everywhere, the shuttles, mm-hmm. and the wine tastings, and the Spring Trail event, which is very, very, I think that's great. It's wonderful. Now, I've always wanted to ask this. You're part of the Vintners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had several people on the show talk about wines and things like that. But explain to us, what is the Vintners Association? What do you do?
Well, the Vintners Association is the group of wineries that have banded together that sponsor and do the Madera Wine Trail. So the actual legal name of the group is the Madera Vintners Association, and they are the winemakers. And some of them also grow wine grapes. But the Vintners technically refers to people who make wine. And so it is our group. We actually have 12 vintners who belong to the association. We
mm-hmm.
also have about half dozen tourism partners that we work with regularly to promote our events. We have some associate members as well, restaurants, hotels, and
yeah.
some other wineries that are up and coming, but they're not quite up to joining yet.
Right.
Or they don't have tasting rooms yet,
mm-hmm.
but they have some great products as well. So the Vintners Association is our group of wineries that puts on the Madera Wine Trail, which we have three times a year. So even if you can't make it up next weekend, we have one in the middle of November, the second weekend in November, and that is our Holiday Spirit Wine Adventure. And it is just a great opportunity to come up, buy some wines for Christmas presents or holiday gifts, then, you know, stock up for Thanksgiving, which is the biggest wine drinking holiday of the year.
I didn't know that. There you go. I didn't know that.
And then we also have one in February. This year it's the weekend right before Valentine's Day. It's a wine and chocolate weekend, and it's just an opportunity to come up with your sweetheart and or make me a girl's getaway.
Okay.
And, you know, have a lot of fun and just hang out. And a lot of our wineries too at these events, it's not just the wineries.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in and taste wine, but they also have barbecues, they have music, they have artists, and a couple of them are having cigar rolling shows, and another one's having a little mini car show. So they really look at it being an all-around experience where you can just hang out with your friends, have fun, taste some fabulous wines, buy some great wines,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a really fun experience. And then we also have a couple other events that we recently started, the Madera Wine Education Series, and that's one of our tourism partners, Tesoro Viejo, is a development out here in Madera County. And these are opportunities where we have three winemakers with a small group of about 40 people, and they teach you about the wine. And so we have one coming up on June 24th. That is the spring or summer wine and food pairings dinner, and it's at the Vineyard Restaurant in Madera, which is an excellent restaurant. And we had our first dinner was back in April, and it was phenomenal.
Well, and I'm learning from people that love wines,
mm-hmm.
and that they can never learn enough about them like anything. I mean, they just become enamored by not even so much drinking the wine, knowing about the wine, learning the you smell it, what this, all the aromas and all that. So it's not just about the drinking, which I think it all started out about the drinking the wine,
yes.
but now it's a culture of its own now, the vineyards and the people, wine collectors and whatnot. Now, if everyone goes to your website, MadeiraVintners.com, is it going to tell them about all the vineyards that are part of the association in the valley and what's coming up, all the events coming up, and which I'm sure, again, you have events running all season long.
Yes, we have events year-round, and a really great thing about our events that I've enjoyed personally is that our winemakers are very accessible, and they are, you will taste, when you are at the wine trail tasting wine, most of the time the winemaker himself or herself will be there helping pour your wine and teaching you. And it's just a great, that's a great intimate experience that you can't get in a lot of other places, because we're small, but it's high quality, face-to-face interaction, and a lot of education in the larger wineries that have their, that bring staff in. They all go through special training as well. So it's, you know, even if you can't make it this weekend, we have a lot of other events going year-round, and all the information's on our website.
Sounds good to me, which will be posted on travelingwithfrancoise.com. One last question. What would you like to say to everyone out there that they've never been up here and experienced the Madera County wines? What do you want to say to them to get them up here?
You're missing out.
There you go. That's perfect.
Get up here now.
Get up. Oh, there you go. See, she didn't throw that in there yet. Allison, thank you so much.
Thank
it's been a pleasure. And I think we all need to open a bottle of wine after this, okay?
Yes, definitely.
Where's Max? Open the wine, go ride the train.
There
okay,
we go.
Sounds good. Well, again, thank you so much. And your website is MadeiraVintners.com.
Yes.
And that will be posted on my website. I really
thank
appreciate you.
You
have a great day,
thank
okay?
Thank you, too.
All right, folks. Now, if this has not convinced you to call Tom at 760-320-8255 or toll free from the East Valley, 346-8294. If this has not convinced you to call and sign up for the drawing to win a couple nights stay at the Pines Resort at Bass Lake, come and experience the train ride, the Sugar Pine Railroad, phenomenal. Then go see Yosemite, and then, or actually you could stop and drink on the way in. That's experience the wineries on the way in, experience the wineries on the way out. You can make one huge adventure out of this. So make sure you call them and register. And like I said, I will be opening up the registration again for the wigs and the trip for about 10 minutes on next Sunday's show. And next Sunday I will be back in the station, so we'll do it then. And plus, I will be on KESQ Saturday morning, and you can see visuals of Yosemite. A little bit of the train will be on KESQ 3 TV around 8:20. So we will be covering Yosemite live on television next Saturday morning. I was not on the air yesterday because I was here. Now, Yosemite National Park covers an area of over 761,000 acres, and reaches across the western slopes of the Sierra Nevada mountain chain. Yosemite is the most visited national park in the United States, with over 3.8 million people each year. Now, many of them who only spend time in the 7 square miles of Yosemite Valley, which I find interesting, and it was packed down there. I can't even imagine what summer brings to Yosemite. Now, the park has an elevation range from 2,000 feet to 13,000 feet, and the vegetation contains 5 major vegetation zones: chaparral, oak woodland, chaparral and oak woodland, lower montane, upper montane, subalpine, and alpine. 7,000 plant species. Jared, sit down.
Now, I don't know. I've got nothing left to say.
Yeah, well, I know. We're going to say you were on in the first hour, right at the beginning of our very first glitch. You are with the Visitors Bureau up here. You are representing them. And tell us exactly. Now, someone's ever been to Yosemite, and they're trying to figure out, how am I going to do all these things? They can certainly go to my website to see where I have been, see where the show has been. What is the easiest way for listeners to, okay, let me plan a trip. Where do I go?
Well, you can always talk with us at the Visitors Bureau. I mean, it's what we do. We kind of help guide you along some of the best spots. And, you know, we can kind of help you tailor your trip depending on how much time you have. Mm-hmm. We always like it for somebody to have a few days because it really is a lot to see. You know, and you mentioned Yosemite Valley. That's really where the iconic images of the park that you see are located. But there's a lot to see outside of that as well. And as you're coming in through the southern entrance, Highway 41, I mentioned earlier Mariposa Grove. You know, it's something that is just something you have to see to experience
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, photos of the giant sequoias, they're impressive, but they don't do it justice when you're actually standing beneath one of these just monstrous trees. They're gargantuan and so beautiful as well. you know, and then as you're going through, there's one spot that's kind of my favorite, one of my favorite spots called Tunnel View. Mm-hmm. And it's so named because you go through this mile-long tunnel that's
right
through the mountain.
Yes.
And don't try to hold your breath going through the tunnel when you're driving.
Cause, but honk your horn, because that's a good look. Can't
it's kind of a good
echo,
but you may pass out if you do the hold your breath game.
Okay.
But you go through, and then there's a parking area just off to your left as you come through. And just past the past that parking area, or past it, that is just tunnel view opens up to this unimaginable view of Yosemite Valley. You have El Capitan on your left, which is the largest single sheet of granite in the world. On your right, you can see Half Dome. You can see Bridal Veil Fall in front of that. And all these images just come together with the valley floor beneath it of these towering pines. And the sheer beauty of it, you know what, I lack the words. You could give me every thesaurus in the world, and I still would not be able to come up with the proper words to describe the beauty of that scene.
Well, it says here about, I mean, a lot of these granite rocks are older than 10 million years old. And that, where you're talking about, is where I, when I was driving down, there was massive cars there. And then driving back, I was looking all over. And I mean, anyway. But so there is, it's like, there's so much visual going on around you. I don't even know. If you should take a bus, take your car, you could do a little bit of each, but I mean, it's really to see it all. You just need to take your time.
Yeah. You do. And one thing that we'd like to suggest is there's a few different tour companies located in the region here that will take you into the tour. And if you go to our website, YosemiteThisYear.com,
right,
or you can also find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/YosemiteSierra, you can find these tour companies. And what they do is they give you basically a private tour of Yosemite. Mm-hmm. And if you've never been here, it's really a great way to experience it because, again, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
You know, and no amount of reading online will prepare you for everything on what you want to see. And I will get, the National Park Service is a phenomenal when it comes to signage in the park. If I can find my way through there, anybody can. Because I'm directionally challenged. I get lost in my room. But you really can find your way around well. But there's hidden things, little things that not a lot of people know about. And these tour guides will show you those, and that's really a way to get the hidden Yosemite that a lot of people miss.
How many people do you think never even make it to the valley? They get so caught up after the tunnel. I would think a large portion of visitors never go to the valley.
Well, you know, a lot of people do make it to the valley, but there's a lot of things they miss down there that they don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in addition to the tours, there's also the free bus shuttle that goes around through all those valley locations. That if you didn't take that, you'd miss a lot of things.
Right.
There's an animal, a museum there, down there in the valley, a small little museum, that has a phenomenal display on the wildlife that lives in the area. And it's just, it's so educational. There's so many different animals that you wouldn't know about, from the animals, the plants, and even the insects that are really interesting. The visitor center in the valley has a phenomenal display of, you know, kind of a diorama of the park and shows how it was made. I mean, a lot of people don't realize. They think it was volcanic uplift. No, it's actually glaciation that created Yosemite Valley. Mm-hmm. Massive sheets of ice came through, carved the valley. And, I mean, it just shows the immense power of what those glaciers did to create the scene you see before you.
Oh, my gosh. And you come from the desert?
It's a slight difference.
Okay. But you have really, I mean, you've embraced everything up here.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, when I live in an area, I mean, it was pretty in its own right, but it just does, nothing compares to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just from the mighty oaks, the towering pines, you know. And everything is so interesting. The sugar pine, where this railroad's named after.
Right.
It has the largest cone of any conifer in the world. I mean, and the loggers used to call them widowmakers, because this two-foot cone, it falls and drops on the head, you're going to be, you know, wearing a helmet the rest of your life.
And this is a pine cone, folks, and this thing is huge, humongous. I mean, it really is a huge pine cone. I've never seen anything like it.
It's impressive, especially when you see them up in a tree. You realize this tree is about 150 feet tall, and this pine cone is still looking massive from below, and it's like, that's going to leave a mark if that hits.
Yeah, well, it's definitely. Now, things people must need when they're coming to the area, comfortable shoes, cameras.
Definitely. Plenty memory card. Make sure you bring memory card, batteries for the camera. You know, thank God for digital cameras, because you don't have to worry about the film, but still, you're going to be taking a ton of photos.
And again, they can go to my website, Traveling with Francoise. Everything will be posted on there, but your website, again, if they can't wait till I get home, because none of this will be posted until tomorrow night sometime, they can go to your website, which is
YosemiteThisYear.com or Facebook.com/YosemiteSierra.
All right, you got it. Great. And you can go to, you have YosemiteTrain.com for the Sugar Pine Railroad. And I think we pretty much covered Yosemite.
I think this trip. We're still going to get your back.
This trip, though, because I've missed, now I know I've missed way too much stuff. Yeah,
you've seen it this spring. You've seen the waterfalls. there's something magical about Yosemite in the winter, and it's something to be experienced as well.
Well, Jared, thanks again so
Thank
much.
You.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for being on the air.
Thanks for coming.
It's been a pleasure. All right. Okay, folks, well, we are going to wrap it up here. We have spent the last 2 hours up here in Yosemite, near Yosemite National Park. I've been broadcasting from the Sugar Pine Railroad, which is, again, an authentic logging steam engines railroad. We talked about the vineyards up here. We've talked about Madera County and all there is. I know the Fossil Discovery Museum will be opening up. It's a must. There's so many must-sees up here. Must-sees, must-dos, must-everything. Bring a bathing suit. Bring comfortable shoes to walk because you will be doing a little bit of walking. You don't have to. I mean, you certainly can get out and take photographs and jump back in the car, but as you all know me, that's not the way to experience somewhere. So bring those comfy shoes, bring comfortable casual clothes. There is fine dining if that's your thing. You want to do that. They have a little bit of everything, but make